We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Game that the Astros are going to play on the road.
That place is going to be rocking.
You're right.
Man. Wow.
It better be rocking. I mean, if A's fans can't show up to that, it better be a sellout.
It will. And the thing about it, Dibs, hope we can still go after it's motorboat, and I'm going to give you in basketball. Hope you still want to go with me to watch that game, because that game is going to be definitely sellout.
I can go on my own. I don't need to go with you. So whether or not you motorboat me, which is possible when we have our one-on-one showdown, I have more of an ability to actually show up places where I say I'm going to be than you ever will. So put the motorboating aside. You can go on your own, of your own volition. I'm going to live my life, Lo. No matter what, I'm going to be me.
Also, Dibs is Oakland.
Roll your eyes. Guy wouldn't even go four blocks to see me when I'm in the Mita, and yet you're going to somehow cross the High Street Bridge and go to an A's game? Please.
He'll be watching it naked at home as he watches all A's games.
Crush Davis.
I want to get into Lowe versus Dibs in a minute, but I want to hit on one last thing here before we jump back into some of this. No one stands to benefit from this more than the Oakland A's, believe it or not. You're sitting there with a chance to win the division. You have the opportunity to upend the AL West. This team, the Houston Astros, have become persona non grata in Major League Baseball. They are going to be the villain to end all villain this season. Sorry, New York Yankees, you're out. You have not held that mantle up well enough. Now it's the Astros. They are the most villainous team in sports as of the current moment. You have the chance to win the division. You've got a good baseball team. If you're the team in the clean white jerseys that comes out and with your little small budget and payroll and your band of guys who really get along and are fun to listen to and fun to play, Olsen and Chapman and Simeon and you name it, they go out there and they win the division this year and they keep the Astros from going back to the playoffs, A's got an opportunity with the spotlight on them to gain a lot of notoriety this season. All of this, well, people don't pay enough attention to us. Why is everyone so fixated on the Giants? Here's your shot. Here's your shot. You got the team. You've won 90-plus two straight years. Vegas is fond of you. The division's down from an Astros perspective. You can go out there, win this division, hammer the Astros in the process. You can send the message Monday night. If they go out there with this hole, we're not going to try to embarrass Major League Baseball. You got to be thrown at them. You got to come out there. You have a responsibility to go out there. If I can't flip a bat without getting thrown at. If they're not throwing at Altuve and Bregman on opening night, that Monday night, the first time the Astros are on the road, forget about it. Forget about it, right? How do you not? How do you let them go? The entire league is going to be watching that game. If you do nothing that night, how do you come out and throw at a guy for flipping a bat and pimping a home run in an 8-3 loss on July 18th?
If you're not going to come after somebody, especially when the A's were one of the teams on the record saying, we complained about this back in 2017, and yet Major League Baseball did nothing about it. So it's clear Major League Baseball isn't going to take any additional action. You laid out the fine, $5 million, which is about 15% of what they would have made in the postseason just on ticket sales alone.
Conservative.
It's a slap in the wrist. The owner, Jim Crane, bought the team for about $700 million, so $5 million is like a $100 fine for people like you and I, Joe. It's probably a little bit less significant for a guy like Lowe.
Yeah, right. If you can't get fired up.
Right.
No, you're far from right. If you can't get fired up for this game, you're right. Talking about the A's, that is a team that's been a thorn in you know what. If you can't get fired up, and I guarantee you that game's going to be televised, Houston's going to be, I think every team is going to be fired up saying, L.A., you're like, this is the team. This is the team that cheated, that took our title, and everyone believes, man, it shouldn't be them. You're right. This is going to be exciting season for baseball.
Joe, 925, chill not about a text guy. You guys don't do it regardless. This is all bull what you're saying. No, you throw at them. You can't throw at guys for flipping bats and then allow this to go without anything. That's not how it works. Stop being cowards. Stop having this whole convoluted, unwritten code, and then when someone goes out there and aggrieves you to the point where they steal a World Series from the rest of you, steal a division from you, you're just going to sit back and be like, well, it's not right. We're not going to throw at him. We're going to let Major League Baseball handle this. Then I don't ever want to see another guy get thrown at because a bat didn't land on the ground in the proper manner for a starting pitcher to accept what had just happened. Like, that's going to be the ultimate hypocrisy. By the way, based on how this rotation shakes out, that's game number 4, Luzardo or Puck throwing at Houston Astros players. Those guys have some heat from
blowing
what I
98,
understand.
99. Just putting right in Jose's ribs. And you don't have to throw at him every single time.
But I would.
You do have to send a message. You don't want to have your pitcher get thrown out. And I wonder if umpires don't issue pregame warnings, you know, because it's always you warn both teams when the first guy gets thrown at and you feel like it's intentional. I wonder how much leniency umpires will give to pitchers knowing that there will be retaliation coming.
When he hit that home run in New York, went against New York, and you see him like pull his shirt, you know that someone gave him that signal. Because for him to hit the home, and you watch the pitcher Chapman after he goes yard on him, he just looks. And when he's running around those bases, that you know someone must have tipped him off because he's like grabbing his shirt, holding his shirt, pointing at his shirt. Everyone understands what's going on at that moment. That's obvious that that's cheating. And for you to come back and not apologize the way it went down, it's crazy.
This is Jose Altuve. Does this sound like a guy who's sorry?
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, Alex. I also will be brief. We had a great team meeting last night, and I want to say that the whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball. And our team is determined to move forward, to play with intensity, and to bring back a championship to Houston in 2020. Thank you.
We feel bad. That's what he said. We feel bad for what happened. They feel bad. Okay. Here's Alex Bregman, the well-spoken and very articulate Alex Bregman.
Thank you, Jim. I have some brief remarks that I'd like to share with y'all. I am really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I have learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season. Thank you.
I have always tried to speak in forward bursts ever since I was a youth.
That was the first time he was reading that.
Was he
That's the only
Obama
reason
there?
You would read
I totally,
it like that.
I was thinking about you doing your Obama, because when you do your Obama, you hit it with those three and forward bursts. It's exactly maybe what he was doing.
Maybe he was trying to connect with people, Joe. Like, maybe he said, this is how Obama did it. Let me try a little bit of that.
I love it how they mentioned they want to regain your trust. Are they going to play shirtless? Like, how anytime you're wearing a shirt and I can't see whether or not there's a wire, I'm going to question whether or not you're wearing a wire. So you're not going to regain my trust.
Which guy is going to, after he hit a home run for Houston, is going to lift up his shirt and say, see, you know there's going to be a guy.
On a walk-off.
The ultimate, ultimate villain move.
I was thinking first time there's a bench-clearing brawl.
You don't think so?
First time there's a brawl, the pitchers are all going to be pulling at people's shirts. They're not going to be out there trying to punch guys. They're going to be trying to disrobe guys.
Oh, God.
Seriously, they're going to be
everyone's
pulling at jerseys.
Naked wrestling. Lowe comes running in from the stands like Randy Quaid in Major League 2. Let me get more of this. You guys want to see something?
Come on, Joe.
Joe, was that needed?
If you saw naked wrestling out there.
No.
For a guy who watches A's games naked and also like to naked wrestle in the shower during your football career, I find it hard to believe you would restrain yourself.
Nothing. What statement is true? I never naked wrestled any shower ever in my life. Ever in my
prove
life.
It.
How prove it I did? Never.
Show us proof right now that you didn't naked wrestle. See, this is America. I accuse you of something, and now you are on the defensive.
I'm not sure where the burden of proof lies in this one.
If you don't show proof, then it turns out you did naked shower wrestle.
Altuve is going. If he hits home run, guarantee he's going to be lifting a shirt.
No way. It would be the awesome heel move. It would be the most awesome heel move of all time. But he's not going to be lifting up his shirt. That's going to incite a riot. It's going to set it right. These guys have to be the most humble players of all time this season.
Have they showed you any humility right there?
No, but so that's what they've got to do. They're not going to, but that's what they got to do.
Well, let's go back to 2017 and remember what Jose Altuve said. You remember Kenny Rosenthal interviews him right after he hits the home run? Listen to this clip and then contrast it to the way he sounded just yesterday.
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why?
What's that?
Did you ask your teammates not to tear your shirt? Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
That was 2019, and that wasn't 2017, but that's, you know, that's him in a real moment as opposed to yesterday where he was, you know, stilted and apologetic.
He feels bad.
Right.
He really feels bad is what he said. Anthony in San Jose. Anthony, welcome to the show. Happy Valentine's Day. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you fellas doing?
I'm waiting for you to say happy Valentine's Day to us.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to everyone except for Lowe.
But, whoa, I love that.
Well
great
said.
Job, Anthony.
Run,
so well far, said. This is a great phone call.
Rack him.
Anthony, whatever do to you?
Lowe just gets on my nerves, man. You can't finish a sentence. I just can't with you, Lowe. Anyways.
Agreed.
Moving forward. So I want to start off by talking about the long-term effects that this whole Astros thing has on that. Not really many people have talked about. It's pretty much like you have these younger guys that are trying to come into the league, trying to make their staple, and then you got these guys stealing and cheating, and then it's affecting these guys long-term. They're getting kicked back down to the minors. It's affecting their careers. The second piece that I want to talk about is pretty much how are you not going to suspend these dudes? I vote that you drop all these guys, suspend them for the year, and bring up their whole triple and double A team and say good luck. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.
Not bad. Bob Wischusen from ESPN, who's a play-by-play guy, had a suggestion. If, like Jim Crane said, the owner, who said that this they gain no advantage from this cheating. Crane said that. They gain no advantage from this cheating. I'll actually play that audio for you in a second. Wischusen said the punishment for the Astros should be each of their pitchers, before every pitch this year, should let the opposing hitter know what's coming. That should be the punishment. I'm throwing a curveball here. And then you go ahead and you throw the curveball. Because if there's no advantage to knowing what the pitch is,
right,
then obviously it shouldn't hurt the Astros at all. So why not do that to appease Major League Baseball fans? Oh, you won't do that because you were in fact cheating. You were in fact cheating. Is this worse than the steroid scandal? Is this worse? Think about it for a second because I'm going to want to get into that at around 7:30. Is this worse than the steroid scandal? What's taking place right now? Nitwit in Oakland. Nitwit, welcome to the show. Happy Valentine's Day. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Happy Valentine's Day. And, Joe, you just brought up a point that I thought about, and I think maybe the reason behind why the Astros are not being fully apologetic, and also maybe the reason why other players on other teams aren't saying much, is because the Astros know that every other team's been doing the same thing. And they're just – so every other player, every other team is keeping their mouth shut. The Astros have to take the fall for everyone. It's kind of similar to Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens taking the heat for an era where everybody was doing it, but they're the ones that are held up and said, hey, you guys got to take the fall for all of us.
Appreciate the phone call. And I think that's exactly why you're seeing no Astro players get any sort of suspension or punishment here. Major League Baseball went in. They realized this is a horrific scandal in terms of a public relations crisis and that the Astros aren't the only ones doing it. So the Major League Baseball made a deal. They said, you're all getting immunity, but in exchange for the immunity, you got to tell us everything. We're not going to out you, but you got to tell us everything. How you were doing it, how you went about doing it, where you were doing it, how long you were doing it. And then they probably want to get an idea of how other teams might be pulling this off. They want to get to the bottom of this. They probably don't really know how it works. Like when the steroid scandal came up, do you think Bud Selig and those dudes were aware of what androstenedione and all that stuff was? No, you got to educate yourself on it. And then you got to figure out how widespread it is. Sometimes a lot of this stuff is happening. Remember in hockey, the greenies? Like back in the day, these guys were just popping these pills to get themselves all wired up. You don't know about this stuff. And then it comes to light and you start to peel it back. And it's like, oh my God, look at how many people are doing this. This is huge. That's how these scandals erupt. So I think they went in and part of the peace offering was, we need to get an idea of how this works. Tell us everything and we're giving you immunity. That was the trade. That really shows you how bad this is.
And I think that Major League Baseball didn't really go deep in their investigation because once they had their scapegoat, the Houston Astros, that's the shiny object. You don't want to have to go in and say 22 teams were known to have used this equipment because then the teams that didn't are going to feel aggrieved. The Oakland A's, for example, I don't think they'd be so outspoken if they were a team that was doing the same thing.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You would not have those guys, the kind of statements that he made, if he knew that his team was doing it because he knew that they were coming for him next. That's, so when you listen to the A's, without a doubt, you understand that. Just like when you've seen the Patriots and other stuff, oh, this Deflategate or guy stealing signs. Never. You knew that your team, they might have did it, but you knew that I knew that our team wasn't doing it. You know certain things that go on, and you know certain things that don't. When you're in a locker room, you know, okay, guys might tape their – it's common that the guys tape their jersey to their pads to make sure you can't – offensive guys can't grab them or defensive guys can't grab them. So that's why those jerseys are always so tight. They put the
Is that tape, against the rules?
Certain things that were against the rules, but they put the stick them on certain things you do. Guys were putting Vaseline on.
Little make edges them, you're trying to get.
Little edges that they're doing. But you know certain things just aren't acceptable. You know that, hey, Marty Schottenheimer and I have never said, hey, we got these guys signed. This is what they're doing. No, you look for edges, though. Hey, this is what he's going to do. When he takes this type of release, this is the routes that he's going to run. Hey, when this guy holds his hand, look what he's doing right here. Watch when he touches the center, that means they're getting ready to go. So you get those little edges. I get that. But this was so past the norm that they had to do something. How many of these guys are doing it? I don't know. Which other teams, but there's something going on. There was probably something going on. But to assume that all these teams are having guys wired up to this extent, I just don't think there's a lot of teams that have it to this extent.
Big Jose in San Jose has a giveaway idea for that first Houston road game, which happens to be Monday night, March 30th at the Coliseum against the A's. Big Jose, welcome to the show. What do you got? Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, guys. Happy Valentine's Day to you too, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I got a couple things. What I really want to get off my chest, first of all, before I talk about the giveaway, is what really bothers me about that last World Series, and I love watching the Astros get smoked because I'm an A's fan, right? But what bothers me is when Joe Buck, who I do like, was getting all wax poetic about the Astros being in a position to cement themselves as a dynasty at the end of the decade, much like the Giants did at the beginning of the decade, and position themselves to be, you know, a dynasty going into the new decade, and how they did it right as an organization, drafting well and playing hard. And I, thinking about those words, you know, really, really, you know, get stuck in my craw. And, you know, I like Joe Buck, but he was getting a little bit too wax poetic for me on that. But, you know, he was all a la Bob Costas kind of deal. But my idea for a giveaway is we got to give away trash cans and just have everybody, those little small desk trash cans, for giveaway night, just have everyone beat the crap out of them when the Astros are batting.
All right.
What do you think?
Appreciate the phone call. It's Oscar the Crouch night to open the season at the Coliseum on that Monday night.
Trash cans.
I love it how Joe Buck gets crop dusted in all this. If Joe Buck heard that, it's like, man, how am I getting dragged into this? I was just trying to say something nice about a team that won the World Series. I didn't think they're cheating.
Right, a team that looks pretty good. They've been winning. They got some bats. I'm just, hey, this could be a dynasty.
And the Giants were the even year team, 10, 12, and 14. And if Houston would have won in 19, they won in 17, and they won in 19. We're going to have to wait for the biggest showdown of the year when the Astros go to New York to take on the Yankees. Second to last series of the year, Joe. September 21st. They open up a four-gamer at New York. That's their only visit to the Bronx.
That's got to be by design. Their only visit to the Bronx is at the tail end of the season when hopefully we're past all of this. Come on. That's an extraordinarily fortuitous break for Houston.
I wonder when the schedule came out, though, as opposed to when the scandal truly broke. But it does smell a little bit like a conspiracy.
And that's a nice break. All right. We've got other calls. I see someone calling in. Is this Dina or Deanna? Hold tight because she wants to shout out Lowe for how nice he is.
Yeah, it's Deanna.
Deanna for how nice he is. You know what? We need some balance after Lowe just got drilled by that caller a few minutes ago.
That was wrong and out of line.
What was his name?
We can't go back to that, Lowe. We're on to Cincinnati.
888-957-9570.
We're on to Cincinnati.
The Astros sign-stealing scandal in the wake of no remorse being shown yesterday by the owner, by the players, all that stuff. Is that worse than the steroid angle? What's the bigger black eye for baseball? Steroids versus sign stealing. Baseball's got to love the fact that people are having this conversation. 888-957-9570 plus the update on Lowe versus Dibs February 26th at Chase Center. It's being called the disgrace at Chase. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Now back to Joe, Lowe, and Dibs.
Nobody loves the officials and the referees more than I do, and that's a fact.
On 95.7, The Game.
Nice guy, you're going on that date whether you like it or not. Just want to make that clear. I'm not going to spend all day trying to help you out so that you cancel.
He really appreciated Joe. We were getting coffee, and he's like, man, this is awesome what Joe's doing. I hope that it works. So, Steven, he's working for you.
And you don't even need to say thanks. Yeah. That's just what Cupid Fortin Ball does. JC, Joey Courtside, Joey Cupid, whatever you need on a day-to-day basis,
Joey
I am
Cupid.
Here for you. Okay. Several things to get to in this hour. Sean Salisbury is coming up at 8:30. He's on former NFL quarterback. He's on the Houston Astros flagship station. He's going to come on to talk about the scandal. John Heyman's at 9:05. We got Low on Love back for one night and one night only, 9:30. Get your questions ready for the Love Doctor. We want to talk about a few things here. Number one, we got to get into the big question. Steroid scandal versus the Astros sign-stealing scandal. Which is worse? Which is worse in your opinion? Steroids or sign-stealing? That's number one. We got the update on Lowe versus Dibs, the disgrace at Chase, 1-on-1 to 11 at Chase Center, Wednesday, February 26th. 10 of you are going to have a chance to join us there and shoot in a free throw contest. Those opportunities will be next week, every day, Monday through Friday at 7:45 a.m. and 8:45 a.m., so mark it down. And we've also got phone calls. Deanna, Embarcadero YMCA. She's calling in. She's got something nice she wants to say about Lowe. And since Lowe got drilled by a caller a little while ago, I want to bring a little balance to the equation. Deanna, thank you for the phone call and for your patience. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody at the game.
Thank you.
And thanks for having me on. Yeah, I ran into Lowe Neal at Planet Fitness, and he was on the bench next to me. And he reached out to me and gave me props on my push-ups, some of which I was doing on my knees. And I was like, wow, and I didn't really know who he was at the time. But we chatted a little bit more, and he asked me if I was a personal trainer, and I am. And I work at the YMCA in Embarcadero. And I told him we were having a lift-a-thon. He's like, how about yes, we're in. You know, he reached out to the guys next to him, so let's go lift for a cause. And so just wanted to put that out in the air also and just thank him for that and thank him for just reaching out and being so awesome. Who
you're
does
welcome.
That? So let him know he made my day.
Oh, Deanna, you're welcome. I'm glad I could bless you. Looking forward to helping out the local Y.
My big takeaway there is that she didn't know who you were.
That's great.
When she was next to you.
And that's the great.
Did she say anything else? That's all I really heard.
No. I think that's good, though, because that's the thing about me. I don't need people to know who I am to do things that are nice. And that's what I enjoy. I enjoy blessing people. They don't have to know who I am or what I did. I mean, this is the young lady that works for the Y and trying to help kids. Their lack of basketballs, since we're playing basketball, she's saying they don't have basketballs, a lot of different things. So they have a lift-a-thon. I'm like, hey, whatever I could do to help raise money, that's what life's about for me.
There's our charity. We're trying to figure out how to bring a charity into Lowe versus Dibs, the one-on-one. Can we get some basketballs? Can we get money for basketballs for the YMCA?
That's great.
Are there short on basketballs?
Yes. Deanna, hopefully my man back there, John Curley, gets the information, and we'll see what we can do for him.
There you go. We need a charitable angle for this whole thing.
Absolutely. It's great that you are out there giving to people. We make fun of you a lot. And, you know, we joke around a lot, but go ahead. I was just going to praise you, but you can do better.
That's exactly what you get. And I should have fired right back at him. That's his fault for coming in, trying to say something nice about you. You fired right back at him in that spot.
You just couldn't let me finish. You had to interrupt me. I was trying to say something nice. And this is where, you know, I wasn't going to say this, but now I'm going to bring it to the air.
Here we go.
What I heard from Deanna's phone call is that Lowe is just injecting himself into other people's business yet again. Yesterday we talked about the airplane situation with people reclining in their seat, and I didn't want to bring this up, but now I feel like I'm forced to. When we flew to Vegas, I was across the aisle in one seat up, and I was clearly
on the aisle.
I was on the aisle,
across the aisle, and on the aisle, one seat up.
Correct.
Got it.
So I wasn't next to him, and I was far enough away, and I was trying to go to sleep because I like to sleep on planes. I don't get a lot of sleep in my normal life, so when I'm in the plane, yeah, maybe I had been drinking. You don't have to pantomime it.
So more,
you don't have
more
to try
passing
to
out than
silently
sleeping.
Crop dust me. Whatever the case was, I was trying to grab some shut-eye, maybe a couple of winks. And Mr. Nosy Pants over here is
Mr. Blessings.
I wasn't feeling blessed that day. Tapping me on the shoulder because he had made a couple friends. Remember the artist? So now he's tapping me on the shoulder. He's like, dude, you got to check this out. I look over. I'm like, I don't want to check that out. I'm going to sleep. So I close my eyes again. Tap, 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 tap. Dib, you really got to look at this. Now I'm starting to get a little bit angry because I don't want to disrespect this artist and his art. But I don't want to look at this man's art. I want to go to sleep. I close my eyes again. Tap, 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 tap. Now I'm getting really angry. And so what you describe as a blessing to me is no more than you just being a nosy neighbor.
That turned right there.
It did.
You and all your blessings you're giving out there.
And I was about
now
to praise
you. Now
we
got other people coming in with things that you don't do that are so nice.
But the first thing that I was saying, I just beat him to it to say, I know you're joking when he gets on me. So that's why I interrupted you, because to say, hey, I know it's joking. So that's what I was saying for you. So I was just saying, I didn't mean to step on you. I don't know for you to get mad. I didn't know.
5 years ago, I gave up regret. I told myself I'm not going to regret anything anymore, ever again. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to make my choices. I'm going to live with it. I regret trying to compliment
okay,
you.
Okay. Joe, don't feed in that. And here's the thing. Have you ever not been in a jam and you know, and you're like, this dude is going to talk to me. So I was just trying to bring him in to get some of the I was sitting in a tough
situation. You were trying to do something selfish. You didn't want to have to deal with this, so you wanted to bring someone else in.
Yes.
I've seen you do it plenty of times.
That's what
you've done it to me plenty of times. So when you're out there handing out your blessings. We're going to bring these things up too, because you're not blessing anybody. You're dragging us into your world of sin. It's just a whole bunch of sinning going on in that aisle, and now we got to deal with it. It's rude. Treat one as you would want to be treated. And that is just, he's the king of that.
He's done that to me at so many functions.
I want to get
away. Joe, come here. You got to meet this guy. Hey, how you doing? This guy, what's the business you've got? And then the guy starts talking to me and he's gone. Fart in the wind. Chili fart in the wind, this guy.
Hey,
the fact that you
he's like, you're doing it. He's like, you're doing this enough to come in here
with a compliment for him. You got what you deserve.
I learned a lesson there, Joe. I learned a valuable lesson. First thing I've regretted in 5 years.
So speaking of which, here it is. All right, if you missed the show yesterday, it's on, like the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. It's Lowe versus Dibs. It's 1-on-1, 2-11 at Shea Center, Wednesday, February 26th. It started as a contest for you guys. 10 of you are going to win a chance to come to Chase with us. We're going to broadcast that morning, February 26th. We're doing the show on the court of greatness. We're going to be out there doing a radio show. 10 of you are going to win next week, Monday through Friday, your chances to win 7:45 and 8:45. 10 winners. You can bring a guest. The guests will not be allowed to participate in the free throw contest. That's just for the winners. Winners come in, but it got out of hand yesterday. There was a lot of yelling and screaming, and now a new event has been added on top of the free throw contest, Lowe versus Dibs, 1-on-1 to 11. And it's been acrimonious, to say the least, between you two since. I opened the line. I made a huge mistake, apparently. I put Lowe as a 3.5-point favorite. It's 2-11 by ones. Early money crushed me. Early money flooded in on Dibs. I had to move the damn thing a whole point to Lowe minus 2.5. I think we're still taking money. Now, I want you to marinate on this because I got questions about this event that's coming up. But Celeste is in Mountain View. She's on hold. Celeste, thank you for your phone call and welcome to the show. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
Thank you. How you doing?
So what color eyes are, I'm fine. I'm getting coffee. What color eyes are Steven's young eyes?
That's a good question. Nice guy. Please turn your microphone on. What color eyes do you have? I'm sorry I haven't noticed in the 5 years I've known you.
You should know. You should know.
What are they?
They're what hazel. Are they, Steven? Answer the question.
I'd say a blue-green.
Blue-green. They're like a blue-green. Fiji overwater bungalow blue.
Wow.
All right, I'm in. Okay, how does he feel about Panthers?
Panthers as in the Carolina Panthers or the animal, the Panther?
Oh, I know what she's talking
as
about.
As in, I don't have kids, but I'm older than him.
Panthers. Oh, yeah.
I'll speak for him on this one. I didn't know his eye color, but I know his thoughts on this. He is very much in.
Yes!
He is very much in. And nice guy, all right. You can go ahead and nod all you want back there.
I'll put you on hold.
Celeste, are you in? Are you in for a date with nice guy Steven tonight?
Totally.
That's awesome.
Nice guy. You're welcome. Celeste, let's go ahead and take down her information.
That's
one
awesome,
time
Celeste.
Pass, you guys can stop paying attention to the show to go ahead and get that date booked.
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead. We'll pay for dinner. Joe Lowe and Dibs are paying for dinner there.
I'm in.
We don't have a bucket of money, Coach.
I know that. But I'm willing to come out of pocket because Joey Cupid's in a feel-good
good
mood.
Joey Cupid. I'm in with you, Joe. I got a couple bucks.
I got five on it.
Well,
I'm
actually,
in.
Just have Lowe pay for the whole thing. He's got more money than both of us, so Lowe will pay for it. That's okay. You don't have to nod your head. You can speak into the mic that you're okay with it. Hey, Mr. Charity Blessing People, right?
Yeah.
I hear all about these blessings you're handing out.
Dishing out blessings like Magic Johnson gives out assists.
Nice guy. How are you feeling right now? You didn't even have to do anything, and we got you a date.
What a sweetheart.
You went from single on Valentine's Day to you got one date. I'm sure there's more calls coming in.
I'm so grateful for you
guys. You better
guys.
Take some pictures. Honestly, that's an awesome young lady that wants to take you out. You need to embrace that. Joe, great job. Fill in the love. Steven, you better embrace that. Exactly.
This is big. And
it's
you
huge.
Don't even have to pay for dinner.
Right.
Lowe's got you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For everything you guys do.
888-957-9570. We aim to please.
What are you
laughing I'm at? Laughing because nice guy Steven right now is in a situation much like I was when I made that fateful foot rub bet where, you know.
Excuse me. He gets to go out on a date for Valentine's Day, and you're equating that
Thank
to you.
You
rubbing Lowe's Dirty feet.
If you would have let me finish, Joe, before jumping into the breach, it's just that uncomfortable feeling.
Well, go down his line, like you come. Oh, here
we go. Now he's going to be mad at you again. You know you're not allowed to interrupt him.
You did.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, ask a question. I try to deliver an answer, and yet I can't even get through two sentences. And I'm not like, I'm talking like Bregman. I'm not giving you forward bursts. I'm just telling you where you make a commitment, an on-air situation, and all of a sudden now it takes on a life of its own. All of a sudden now he's got a date with Celeste the Panther.
Okay, now that you brought it home like that, it makes a little bit more sense.
Now, it's not like dating Celeste is like rubbing your feet, but it's like when you agree to something on the air, you don't really think it all the way through. Steven agreeing to be pimped out at 6:03. Here we are at 7:45, and now he's got plans with Celeste.
Man, agreeing? You are. I wish I had friends like me when I was your age and I was single, helping me out, getting me dates left and right. I had to do it old school. There was no Tinder.
Right.
I wasn't on Match.com. I was out there in the streets trying to make things happen.
You date on the streets.
Yeah, I date on the streets. And you get to come in here and, you know, just casually make commentary about how you're not going out, ho-hum, no date. So we take it upon ourselves to get you a date, yet to be thanked. No, I see you haven't gotten any of us a Valentine's Day card today, which I find also a bit alarming, but that can be addressed in another segment.
It's like a scoop and score when the defensive lineman wasn't the guy who went in there and got the sack. He got double teamed. He was out of the play, but here comes the ball bouncing. Steven, all you have to do is scoop and score.
Yeah. You're like Robert Horry in that game where Kobe and Shaq both missed the game winners against the Kings, and the ball kicked all the way out.
Right.
We're Kobe and Shaq trying to make things happen. You're Robert Horry standing on the line. The ball trickles all the way out. You pick it up. You put it up in the air.
Kobe!
Bang!
That's a great analogy.
All-time great score. Analogy. That's you. You're Robert Horry. Celeste the Panther and nice guy Steven.
Celeste
on Lowe's
the Panther.
Dime. Spare no expense, by the way. You treat her well. Whatever she wants, Lowe's got that covered.
Yes!
The man that wants to hand out his blessings. And you know what? We thank you for that. Good man, Lo'Neal.
I love you, Julian.
Big heart, big wallet. I'm sorry. I was trying to praise you, but again, I
it's okay. Not. You two are free to hate each other on this day of love. You got a big basketball matchup.
It's on.
Joey Cupid here for all your low on love, though. More importantly, 9:30 today. Morgan in Livermore. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thanks, Morg.
I wanted to give a special shout-out to Lo. Lo, I absolutely love listening to you in the morning. You're my favorite person ever. You make me laugh every single day on my commute to work. And
thank
I
you.
Have a funny story to tell you guys. We snuck my son into a bar probably like a couple years ago because you were there. He wanted to meet you so bad, and he shook his hand. He was so, like, awestruck, and he refused to wash his hand for, like, the rest of the day. I, like, forced him to do it because he was, like, he loves you, too. Like, we love listening to you in the morning.
That was so sweet. Thank you so much. We enjoy that you're listening to us, and we're glad that we make you smile. That's awesome.
We?
Interesting fans you attract, sneaking children into a bar.
And she didn't say
that's
anything about
base.
Joe or I, so if you want to use the royal we, you can speak for yourself, because Morgan didn't say one nice thing about Joe or myself.
I never had a drink under 21. I want to make
she
that clear,
say,
and I'm not for that.
She snuck her son into a bar, not us, and she said
to
she
see
met-
you.
Not us.
Violating liquor laws, the law of the land, violating to meet you.
Corrupting today's youth, tomorrow's leaders.
One could say you're out there advocating for this type of behavior.
But when she talked about that particular incident, she said she got to meet us. And that's the part that I thought that she said. Now, she did mention that she liked me.
I wasn't out there handing out drinks to underage kids.
I wasn't either. Joe, she didn't say that. No.
She implied it.
No. Well, she didn't say that.
This was at a bar, wasn't it? What do they do at a bar?
At the bar.
That's right. They drink.
And
I don't go to a bar to preach or to hear the good word. I go to church for that.
The son shook your hand and then didn't wash it.
Hey, Joe, you something else.
Didn't shake my hand.
Well, y'all something else.
Didn't shake his hand.
Nice guy's also open to more than just one date, by the way. I want to make that clear. We're not closing the date. I could see this being a bachelor-type situation. Also, we get maybe 5-10 women out there.
And
you can just schmooze all of them. And again, Lowe's paying, so the more the merrier. 888-957-9570 if you want to date with nice guy Stephen Langford tonight.
Are you just going to go stay at one spot and just have them come in at different times? How are you going to? That's probably the best way to do it. Instead of you moving around to different spots, just stay there, get a cup of coffee, next cup of tea, water. Biscuit, some gravy, soup.
Corn.
You ever been on a date before? What kind of date is this? Gravy and soup.
Well, he can't go. I mean, Joe, he can't eat a lot. If he's going to have 10 dates.
He doesn't need to be. You pointed out earlier he might have put on a few pounds that he wasn't planning on putting on. He needs to be out charming and listening. That's the most important thing, Steven. You listen. Or at least pretend to listen.
Look at him,
that's what I've mastered that tactic.
888-957-9570. The Dateline is blowing up. The calls are flying in to Date Nice Guy Steven.
Dateline open. 888-957-9570.
Tonight on Dateline.
Schulten Auto Body Dateline 95795.
Can we get a pick? Steve, why don't you put a picture on 95.7 The Game, our website, if we can get that situated for all the gals can see the picture.
Yeah, someone, Curly, go to one of his social media profiles, rip a picture, one preferably of him looking good, get it out there. He's got one on Facebook where he's with his two friends. It looks like Outside Lands.
Yes.
It's a good picture because he looks like a guy who likes to have a good time.
Okay.
That's what you need to convey in these things. This stuff, from what I understand with Tinder, there's like a whole process where like one picture needs to, you got to look good. The other picture, like what you're into.
You got to plan them out right. You got to order them in the correct way.
What's the order?
You got to show that you're good looking at first. You got to show a good looking one.
That's the hook.
Then eventually in the middle, you show you're adventurous. And then at the end, you have a picture with a dog because they love pictures with dogs.
How many total pictures are we talking about here to seal the
deal? You can get up to 6 or 8 depending on whatever you want. Eight is the max, I think.
Is it your dog or someone else's dog?
It's my dog.
It just needs to be a dog, preferably a good-looking dog. None of this needs to be honest. Let's be honest. He's probably got himself listed, making quarter mil, 6'4". And then you get there, and it's like, all right, you know how this works. All right? You know how this works. Or at least I'm alleging to – who's going to be honest on those things? You really got to cut 33% off just about every single element, the height, the weight, the eye color. It's aqua blue. It's probably a little brownish hazel, but that's okay. I'm not judging around these parts. It's Valentine's Day. We are here to help. 888-957-9570.
You can follow him on Twitter at Nice Guy Steven. His picture is of Steph Curry, but just above Steph is from when we went to the suite. You can see Nice Guy Steven. If you zoom all the way in, you can get a look for just how handsome the young man is.
This is unbelievable. A direct tweet sent to me and the show. Y'all are so cold forcing Steven a date with that Panther. She sounded like, and I'm not going to read the rest of this, that blocked. And I don't block people on social
media.
Good
for you, Joe.
How dare you, Raider Chick 41, and by tweeting us, you have consented to have that tweet read on air. How dare you? We're out here trying to do favors. See, this is why the Astros can cheat. And then it's why the owner can get out there and say things like this.
Mr. Crane, what do you have to say to the Yankees and teams that you beat in 17?
Listen, the Yankees have had a few comments out there. Our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Uh-huh. The cheating didn't impact the game. See, that's why they get away with things like this. Because when you do things nice for society like we're doing right now, you got a lot of people coming down your lane with their commentary and their backhanded remarks. Guys like Lowe out there trying to do nice things, and then Dibs and I trying to take him down. We're guilty of it, too. This is why you can get away with whatever you want. This is why this whole thing, this is great for baseball. Everyone's, foreign ball, you're just trolling us. I'm not. It's great for baseball. How often are all the national shows talking about baseball at this time of year? The answer is never. National shows don't talk about baseball because baseball is a regional sport. So all the national shows are talking about baseball. You now have this brand new villain to fill the void for our hatred and our outrage, because that's what we need in society in 2020. We need to be outraged. So we're outraged at the Houston Astros. That makes us feel better about our lives because they're cheaters and we're not, right? So, they got their edge and we can go ahead and we can look down on them and we feel better about ourselves. The Yankees weren't holding up the mantle of the overall villains. The Astros have assumed it. And oh, by the way, no one's going to do anything about it anyway. Who's going to do something? The Dodgers, the Yankees, Manfred. Manfred hit him with a $5 million fine. They had 9 playoff home games in 2017. They seat 40,000 in that stadium. If you have 40,000 people, which I'm being conservative, at $100 a ticket, which I'm being very conservative, times 9 home games, that's $36 million. That's before beers and food and parking and merchandise and TV rights and radio rights and everything else that's coming your way. $5 million is nothing. That falls out of Jim Crane's pocket. And it probably has before because the guy doesn't seem all that organized, in my opinion.
And it's unfortunate that Rob Manfred's getting away scot-free, in my opinion, and he tried to pull the old banana in the tailpipe by having that playoff format rejiggering get released. And it's like, oh, look at this over here. Playoff format. Isn't it exciting? Meanwhile, he's giving him a tiny slap on the wrist and trying to put this whole thing under the rug and make it go away. And the Astros did the same thing yesterday. They had more than a month to get prepared and actually really put it to bed. If you come out and show true contrition, if you really apologize and you admit to as much as you can admit, then most people would move on. But instead, they just keep the story going in the news cycle.
That's an incredible point. Manfred, now I see why he came up with such a stupid playoff plan. Because he needed to direct people's outrage, not their applause.
Right.
He didn't need to trot out a great idea so everyone could say, hey, look at baseball. He needed people to direct their anger elsewhere. Oh, this is a terrible plan for the postseason. That's what it was. It was a bait and switch on the outrage. Fantastic play by Manfred.
It's all a joke, though. That's when I look at it, and it's like, you know what? We look at this, and it's like, and everyone's putting all, it's Houston, it's the players, it's their management, it's their organization. You look at it, and you look at baseball, how they thrive. Look at Houston. It's no different than when the steroid era was here. And you talk about, we're going to get into that. Think about it. You look at Bonds and McGuire, it's Sosa, how they saved baseball. I mean, people were coming out of school. We're talking about pros. We're in the locker room. Joe, we're playing with the Saints, and we're going in and watching games. I remember me and Mike.
You were keeping up all this in the Saints locker room.
Yeah, even when I was in Tampa, me and Mike Allstott, when he would make a touchdown, and we would do the Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire. We would, when he would score.
Really?
Yes, we'd punch, do the big wraparound and punch each other in the stomach. Because it was a fad that was taking over. We took a baseball thing that they were doing, and we brought it on the football field when he would score. So think about the sphere of influence they had, not just for the fans out there, but how about in other pro athletes that guys were doing what they were doing after success. So you look at it, and you look at all these guys in Bonds, and look at what they did and how baseball was thriving. Hell, when Sosa would play, you couldn't even get a ticket. People were standing outside trying to get the balls. Bonds come in. Everyone's just, man, lining up. Look at what baseball was doing. Mark McMark, when they were on this thing, it was unreal. Now after it all came, everyone went after the players. Now look at this. Everyone's going after the players. What happened to the commissioner? He's gotten to the Hall of Fame. Baseball, steroid era, was it illegal? No. They were taking greenies, all those different things. And all of a sudden, it came to fruition. Oh, they're on steroids. And our whole game, look at all these guys. You're talking about the Bash Brothers, how everyone ratted everyone out. But look it, no one fell on the head. No one fell on who they, when something goes on in the helm or whatever, it's supposed to start at top. When leadership and everything, it's always supposed to start at the top, even though the leader maybe not know. It always seems to be that you say, you know what, this is his watch. Where was it? Where was the blame? Guy got in the Hall of Fame, and all the players who pushed baseball, who made it bigger, who brought it back, who saved baseball, all of them got punished and revered as cheaters, scam artists, all these different things, and the commissioner got in the Hall of Fame. It's a joke sometimes when you look at how things play out for society.
Worse for you, the steroid scandal or the Astros sign-stealing scandal? What's worse?
I think both of them are bad. I think that you said which one's worse. I think that you look at what the Astros done, I think it's worse. I think, you know, of course, we know sin is sin. We get that. But when you look at someone that now you've seen, when you talk about the splits, what the guy was doing at home compared to on the road, now you're talking about a guy already knowing he can already swing the bat. He already knows where he's already pretty good hitter. Hand and eye coordination, all those things are there. But now you have an advantage. This is the pitch they're swinging. So when you know that a pitch is coming, you see it. But now you already know because you think how many times you practice swinging a bat. You know the line that it's usually on. So you know where it's at. I think that's way more. Just like one of the guys was saying. Every time one of the Houston Astro pitchers getting ready to pitch, he needs to tell the guy what I'm throwing. If he does that, he's going to get rocked. That's the advantage.
Not according to Jim Crane, who said they weren't. Exactly. They had no strategic advantage.
No impact.
No impact. They did all that cheating for nothing. It's just fun.
Think about that. If a player comes out and say, you know what, they're punishing me. Every time a pitcher's getting ready to, he's got to tell him what he's going to throw. Why would that be absurd? Why would it be absurd? If it's not an event, why would that be? So why don't they do it? If you're that confident, if it doesn't impact the game, so why don't you do it and say, you know what? I'm going to tell you the pitch that I'm throwing. Why?
Ask Aroldis Chapman if it had much of an impact. The guy throws 102 miles an hour. And if you're thinking it's going to be a curveball and you're not sitting dead red on 102, you have no chance to hit that. So the fact that he knew that was coming and he was able to hit it, I think it had a little bit of an impact on the way that played out.
84 miles an hour. Exactly. He could crush that, and that's what he did.
It's crazy.
Steroids or sign stealing?
I will use the one caveat of I don't know if we have seen the end of this. We don't know how deep the sign stealing goes. Assuming that it continues to grow, I still think the steroid scandal was worse because of what it did to the integrity of the game. If I ask 10 baseball fans who holds the single season home run record, you're going to get a multitude of answers. Some people will still say Roger Maris. Some people would say Mark McGwire or Sammy Sosa. Some people will say Barry Bonds. But Barry Bonds cheated. He did steroids, allegedly. And Sosa McGwire, they did that. We still don't know how we can really put that era into a package. So for me, the fact that the steroid era happened, and Lowe's right, baseball became wildly popular during that, and they, quote, saved baseball that season when Sosa McGwire went on that home run tear. To me, the steroid era still is worse.
It's people hate when I say this. I'm all for steroids in baseball. I love that era. Guys jacking home runs all over the place. That's what you want, right? You want scoring. These dudes, they're professionals. They know what goes into their body. They know the risk. Like, I'm not, you know, ever think of the kids and think of that. Baseball was awesome back then. Baseball was awesome. Every single night, I was paying attention to teams I did not root for and teams that were not even located anywhere near me. I was working, what was it, the one season I was at Penn State. And it was summer, and I was working like Chili's. I was a busboy at Chili's. Fun fact, never wanted to get the promotion to waiter because then I actually had to talk to people. So I turned down the promotion to waiter multiple times to stay a busboy. Thank you. I don't want the extra money. I just want to come in and be left alone. The guy found that to be very odd, but that's neither here nor there at the moment.
But it's okay.
I get it, knowing you.
Point being, every night I was tracking Bonds.
Right.
I didn't care about the Giants. Right. I lived 3,000 miles away. I was in the dead center of cow pasture, Pennsylvania, Penn State University.
Sure.
And all the roommates I had, and these are all these dudes. Everyone was tracking Bonds every night. Everyone was talking about whether or not he went deep. Like, he started that season on the tear, and because he started so fast, it was something you were in. And he had you hooked. He was pacing all year. No one cares about teams outside of their own backyard anymore. There is no concern. No one here is going to wonder what the White Sox are doing or what the Texas Rangers are up to. Back then, we were into baseball. Now we're just into our teams. So I've always been, you know what? People hate when I say it, but I'm all for it. If you just want to legalize all that stuff and let those guys just run wild, have at it, Hoss, because you'd have a hell of a lot more fun watching games at Oracle Park if they're putting them in the bay every other night. Rather than, how long did the counter go before they ticked up on the splash hits? It went more than a year, didn't it? A year. Bonds was putting him in there every week.
Yeah, and now it's a rarity other than Max Muncy. And I know you saw this, Lo, when Max Muncy hit that ball off Bumgarner and he pimped it, and then Bumgarner and him are shouting back and forth, and Muncy says, go get that out of the ocean. The Dodgers are having a Max Muncy, go get that out of the ocean bobblehead night when the Giants come to town this March to open the season.
It's fascinating to me, Dibs, and I want you to kind of explain, take me to the steroid era compared to this. Now,
hold on real quick. Okay. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, radio.com sports station. Please go ahead.
If let's just say you were a good baseball player and you were a pretty good hitter. Now, if you knew, and you let's say you were juicing, or let's say you weren't juicing, whatever, either or, but then you knew, the pitcher said, here, this is the ball that I'm throwing you. Do you think you would have more of an advantage on steroids or more of an advantage if you knew the pitcher, he's throwing you, the pitch that he's throwing, Dibs, it's a slider. It's a fastball. If you knew that, what do you think there's more of an advantage? I think, for me personally, I don't think it's even close. But I'm curious to hear your answer because you're saying steroid era was worse. I know you said you got to see what all the information comes in.
I think you have more of an advantage on steroids because of what you can do when you hit the ball. Now, if you're not juicing and you know what pitch is coming, there's only so much you can do from a physical standpoint. If you're taking steroids, and look at Brady Anderson, Baltimore Orioles. He was a punch and Judy, slap-hitting, leadoff guy.
Great sideburns.
Next thing you know, he hits 50 home runs. Now, his ability to go from an 11-homer guy to a 50-homer guy was because of steroids. So even though you're right, there's a big advantage to knowing what pitch is coming. If you're taking steroids and you're juicing up at these levels, you have an ability to, when you hit the ball, do a lot more damage. So because of that, I still think that the steroids gives you a bigger edge than knowing what pitch is coming.
By year, from 1988 to 2002, here are Brady Anderson's home run totals. 1, 0, 1, 4, 3, 2, 21, 13, 12, 16, 50, 18, 18, 24, 19, 8, 1. good off-season workout program.
50.
Really up the cardio that year.
He went 12, 16, 50. Wow.
12, 16, 50.
Oh, my God.
And then realized, oh, my God, this is too obvious. Down to 18, 18, 24, and then throttling down to 19, 8, and 1. I think I'm with Dibs. I think the steroid scandal was worse. I enjoyed it a hell of a lot more. The problem is I'm not thinking about me. I'm thinking about society. And the steroid scandal was drugs. Right, that was, these guys are taking drugs.
They're taking greenies.
And now you got, right, I'm not trying to say one or the
other.
Okay. Think about the moms. Oh, my God, baseball players are taking drugs. Yeah. Think about Nancy Reagan. Think about Ronald Reagan, all that stuff. Now you got the word drugs out there, and everyone's terrified. These guys are taking drugs. Mm. They're taking drugs. You can understand that. You don't properly understand it, but you know what it means when people are taking drugs. That equals bad. Now, with the sign scandal, it's, well, they used a camera and then they, you know, banged on a trash can and they relayed a signal. And a lot of people are like, what are you talking about? The hell are you talking about? People don't get this. We're around sports. A lot of people listening, you're around sports all the time. You understand what they were doing. But like the moms and all the people out there who are just kind of on the fringe or don't pay attention, they don't understand Reddick having a buzzer on his shoulder. They don't understand Altuve telling everyone, don't rip my shirt off. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's harmless. You were using a camera to relay a piece of information to somebody. No one got hurt, but drugs.
Right.
Oh, people are taking drugs.
Right. I see that point. Cause I just think that still, I think that it's this with the sign stealing, because of the fact now, even if I'm not on steroids, I can still swing the bat with much more speed, much more control, because I know what's coming.
Yeah, you're 100% accurate. You have a better bigger advantage knowing the pitch versus being on steroids. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So yeah, but I totally understand with the moms and that's the thing, and it was the era with Reagan and all this stuff, but it's just interesting to see what has happened and how are they going to clean this thing up, because baseball's got a problem. And I know we're saying they're going to watch it and people are going to forget. I get that, but in the interim of this, it's still, this supposed to be America's favorite pastime. You have individuals now that's not even Americans that are saying, hey, look, this is acceptable, and now we can cheat the game. So I think that you're going to see different things. Baseball's got to come out with new rules. I'm just telling you, regardless of if baseball, if they're going to watch it, yeah, people are still going to watch it. But now you have to drop the hammer. You got to say, no more TVs. You can't do this. Can't be that. You're going to have a set of rules, in my opinion, that's going to at least give the perception that guys are clean up. That's going to give the perception for fans to say, I can buy back into this. You got to have the illusion that we've changed, you know, just like when Exxon, all the different things, you see what happened, what they do, get out and clean. We're going to do different things. We're doing certain things. Big tobacco. It's not cigarette sales are necessarily down, but you got to have, we're going to warn people. This, you have to have the perception that you want to stop.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. But none of it matters. Baseball's always got a scandal. As soon as this scandal's done, we'll teeter back a little bit like we did post-steroids, and then the next scandal comes up. That's it. Baseball, it's a sport for cheats. It's always been a sport for cheats. They cheated the World Series in the 20s. Pete Rose is gambling on it, and we cast him out of baseball. They're taking drugs. They're sign stealing. It doesn't matter. And then everyone's going to come out on their high horse and say, well, this is why people don't watch baseball. Baseball ratings are down because people have other things to do. There are more options now than ever before. They keep pointing to these ratings. Look at the NBA ratings that are down. Well, people consume the product in different ways. Streaming services and all this other stuff. People have so many options at their disposal. Options keep pouring in. New sports keep coming up. Other sports. Different entertainment options. People now are watching other kids play video games on Twitch and all that stuff. You have so many options at your disposal. When I was younger, you had baseball. I'm trying to think of what baseball went against in the late 90s when McGuire and Bonds and Sosa were doing their thing. What was it going against? In the summertime, there was no Netflix. There were movies. I could go to the movie theater. Will Smith, Independence Day, sometime around that.
Right.
Great movie. Happy July 4th, right? But
right,
here we
right.
go.
Right.
Here we go. What else was
you
there?
You had video games, but it wasn't online video games.
Right.
And the biggest thing, I think, for baseball.
And not to the extent we have them. You had to plug it in. You had to be at home.
Exactly. Now you can play online. My kid's playing games online against people he doesn't even know, and it's just so convenient. I think the biggest issue that baseball has can't be fixed by what Lowe's saying. And, Lowe, you're right. They have to come in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.